Welcome to another episode of Ryan's Method Passive Income Podcast. Here's your host, Ryan Hoag.
Hey guys, welcome to Top 5 Niches of the Week, the original print-on-demand niches show. It's episode 195. I've got five print-on-demand niches to share with you that are going to be trending in the next 30 days or so. I don't think we've talked about any of them on recent episodes, so they should be pretty fresh. So let's get to it. Let's kick things off with an Amazon merch sales update. So in the last 7 days, I made 335 sales for $1,034 in royalties on the US markets and about another $250 in royalties on the international markets. Probably a little bit more after you convert, actually. If you guys would like to learn my complimentary approach to making passive income through print on demand, you can do so using the link in my description in my full print on demand course, because I don't just sell on Amazon merch. I sell on all of the major e-commerce marketplaces, including Amazon Seller Central, in addition to Amazon merch. And that's how I've made six-figure passive income profits from print on demand every year since 2019. So again, you can learn my exact method. It is linked in the description. If you want to follow me on Instagram, I also post daily sales updates. It's also linked below. All right, let's start by looking at the top 10. So these are not the five hand-selected niches. These are just the top five trending shirts right now on Amazon merch. So take a quick peek. One thing you'll notice is that a lot of the football related shirts have fallen out of the top 10. And that is because today is the Super Bowl, right? So why would people order those shirts today? They want to wear them to their Super Bowl parties, you would assume, right? So a lot of Valentine's Day, you've got the, I don't want to ruin anything for niche number one, but let's take a look at niche number one. It's going to be the Joan Waste Your Tour Mon Me. There's a typo in the first one, actually. Did you guys notice that? There's actually a typo in the first one. So this is, and this is nothing new, by the way. Anybody that's been selling on Amazon long enough knows what I'm talking about. People will buy anything, including shirts with typos. Now, I don't pride myself in selling designs with typos, but guys, I'm in tier 200,000 and I've filled my upload slots. If you don't think I've uploaded a typo or two, you'd be mistaken. I have definitely done that. And they still sell. That's what's so crazy. But look at that. The number one bestseller in this niche, Joan Waste Your Toy Mon Me, You're All Ready. So you guys, I actually did a video. You guys may have caught this. I dropped it a couple days ago where I went in depth into this niche. It is related to song lyrics, but I talk about why I think in this case it may be okay because it's been transformed quite a bit. But this is niche number one because it is not Valentine's Day. It's not football, right? It's not the really obvious ones. It's a little bit of a pivot away from those, but it's still in very high demand among Amazon customers. And I mean, hey, there's room for improvement because the number one bestseller has a typo on the fourth word. It says T-O-R-E instead of T-O-Y-E. So there's, maybe you could disrupt that one by just not making typos. I'll also link to this video in the YouTube cards right here in case you missed it, where I go in depth into the lessons we can learn from this exact niche when it comes to research, design, and where to sell these designs based on what the number one search engine in the world is prioritizing in search results. These are all things we can learn from to improve our process to make more money, assuming that is your goal, right? Because I already know what my goal is. When I'm operating these businesses, I'm reverse engineering that end goal, which in this case is, in fact, to make money. Hence the channel name Ryan Hoag Passive Income, right? Welcome to the channel. Niche number two, how about Read Across America is coming up on March 2nd, 2024. That's only a few weeks away, guys. We're already pretty far into 2024. It's crazy how time flies. Every year we say that. But if you guys have been following my top five niches of the week episodes, you know that when we look back 11 months in recent episodes, we have been seeing some reading themed shirts, which is probably indicative that they'll be selling about a month from those days. So over the past 2 weeks. So now we're looking forward about 2 weeks from now, 2 to 3 weeks from now. And it coincides with Read Across America. Here are some examples of the shirts that are indexed when you search that on Podly. So yeah, this is a good niche year round, by the way. This is one of those like evergreen niches that's going to see a bump during time periods like this, but these can sell year round. By the way, in the past, when we've seen this niche trending, I've seen some like Dr. Seuss-esque shirts Like, even this shirt right here, I think this one's probably fine, but we've seen versions of this exact design where the part that says wild was in, like, the Dr. Seuss color scheme of, like, red, white, and maybe light blue. Just steer clear of that. Keep your account safe. You guys already know. That's priority number one. Now, Creative Fabrica has a bunch of reading-themed designs, pre-made designs that you can use as is if you have a subscription, or you can go ahead and tweak them and just utilize the graphics and the fonts. I wanted to mention that this whole bundle is only $4, and this bundle is also only $4. I think they're both great options. You can pay $4 and just own them outright, or you can just pay for a Creative Fabrica license for $4.99 a month. That is what I do. That is what I think you should do if you're serious about print on demand. I mean, it's such a great resource, not just for these, but they have so many good resources. I will link to Creative Fabrica in the description so you can join for $4.99 a month. All right, moving on, niche number three. How about Purim? We've talked about this in previous years. It looks like March 23rd through March 24th of 2024. So you got a little bit of basically a month out. I'm going to read the Google definition. So Purim is a Jewish holiday which commemorates the saving of the Jewish people from annihilation at the hands of an official of the Achaemenid Empire named Haman, as it is recounted in the Book of Esther. Okay, so these shirts already have decent BSR. You can see 42,000, 45,000, 67,000, 98,000. We've seen in previous years when Purim is trending, the shirts that say, not today, Haman, right? They can be simple, text only. I mean, look how simple that is. And speaking of Creative Fabrica, you can get nice distressed fonts just like that one on Creative Fabrica with your membership. But the Purim designs, I mean, they're simple enough to make. They see an uptick in demand basically from now.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Through the start of the, I don't know if it's a holiday, honestly, but the start of the date. So niche number three is Purim. Niche number four this week, International Women's Day, which is March 8th. So, of course, any shirt related to women and the female gender is going to see an uptick in demand around this time of year. It doesn't necessarily have to say International Women's Day in the design. And honestly, I didn't do a trademark search to see if that was trademarked. So let's just see International Women's Day. I'm going to go to the USPTO. I like to switch it to this view. And then I will do a control F search, and it looks like we're good. So International Women's Day, don't see any hits. If we did see a hit, we would need to check for status live and registered and class 025 like you see right here, but it looks like it should be good to go. Okay. By the way, just always keep your account safe, always double check trademarks and all that good stuff. Just want to do the weekly reminder there. But there were certain designs that I thought, like, if I was going to create an International Women's Day design, like, number one, I'm going to step back and just evaluate what elements I see in the bestsellers, the current bestsellers on these search terms. Obviously, there's a lot of women in the designs, as you would expect. There's some fists. There's certain color schemes that seem prevalent. One thing that I think I would do if I was designing in this niche, I would integrate the female gender sign into my designs. Because again, it's International Women's Day. Even if you took off the international part and you just called it Women's Day, it's like, what does that invoke? To me, it's We have a sign for that gender. Okay, cool. I'm going to put that in my designs. Personally, that's what I would do. Niche number five, by the way, my private community that meets multiple times a week, that's very interactive, that's looking at forward niches, that has guests that are experts in this field that come join. By the way, if you want to join the private community, link in the description. We've been selling this niche for a while. We've been locking in sales for the past month, okay? This niche is leap year. All right, this one's been on the radar if you've been paying attention, and I feel like it has been probably overlooked by a lot of print-on-demand sellers. But leap year, this 2024 is a leap year, and the leap year shirts, as you would anticipate, are selling quite well. We have a 21,000 BSR, 23,000, 26,000, 28,000, 52,000, lots of different ways to approach leap year designs, by the way. You can see the first one says, oh, the rarity of me, born February 29th. The next one just says in big text, February 29th, and then underneath in smaller text, a birthday so awesome, the world can only handle it once every 4 years. Next one says 02-29, forever young, right? There's just so many fun ways to go about making these leap year designs. And I know firsthand from my private community that people have been making sales on Etsy, on Amazon, on Walmart, right? I mean, on TikTok shop, guys, there's a lot of ways to make money from niches like this. And I love niches that get overlooked like this one, you know, overlooked by the sellers, by many sellers. It's not like some of you guys probably haven't been selling in it, but the consumers that want to buy a leap year shirt, you know, they're here, you know, and ready to go as evidenced by the BSRs. By the way, if I was designing a leap year shirt, I would integrate something like this. When I think of leap year, me personally as one person, to me, leap year is synonymous with February 29th, with that date specifically. So if I was making this design, I want somebody to see my design and immediately see February 29th, because that's what comes into my mind when I think of leap year. So look at how they designed this, you know, optimized the design. They put Feb 29th, massive, you know, more than two times bigger than any other element on the shirt. And then the rest of the shirt, you know, is still there, but it guides your eyes. First, they see February 29th, and then it guides your eyes to read the next of it. You know what I mean? And it's a birthday theme design, so they've got the birthday elements there as well, but they're in the background while the foreground elements are Feb 29th in big, bold text. So I really like the execution there. All right, emerging trends. Oh, before we get to emerging trends, guys, if you want my free print-on-demand mini course, it is linked in the description. Just give me your email address. I'll send you one lesson a day for 20 days. And my print-on-demand Facebook group is linked down there. Emerging trends. These designs behind me are significantly outperforming their 30-day average BSR, meaning they are seeing an increased demand in the last, you know, week or so. All right, so we've got Black History. We've got Pizza is My Valentine. We've got the Joan Waste Your Toy, Mom Me. We have a Pokemon I Choose You. I would not be selling that one. And when we have some, you know, San Francisco and Kansas City shirts, of course, for football, which I would not be selling, by the way. Looking ahead, if you want to sell in some niches related to smaller holidays, March 11th is Ramadan. March 12th, Girl Scout Day. March 13th, Smart and Sexy Day. March 14th, Pi Day. March 15th, the Ides of March. So a lot of good ones coming up in March. March is a great print-on-demand month. Let's look at the archive. Let's look back 11 months and see what might be selling well 1 month from today. Oh, what do you know? Basically, exclusively, St. Patrick's Day designs. So take that and do with it what you will. It's probably not a surprise to anybody that St. Patrick's Day is about a month away. And peak demand is certainly about a month away. All right, removed designs. Here we go. These were removed in the last week. As you probably expected, we've got some Taylor Swift references, some NFL references here with the Purdy shirts and the Jets, J-E-T-S. Definitely steer clear of those two on Amazon merch especially. And before we wrap up, guys, how about a Super Bowl prediction? I've been doing this for the past couple years. I think the Super Bowl will be 28-27. I think the Chiefs edge the 49ers by 1 point. And what I'm guessing will happen, I think it'll be 4 touchdowns on either side, on both sides. And I think Jake Moody, the 49ers kicker, will probably just miss the extra point on the 4th touchdown. I'm not really hoping it happens. Like, I'm going to enjoy the game either way as just a fan of football in general. But 28-27 Chiefs is my prediction. Let me know yours in the comments below. Guys, thank you for watching. Please hit that like button and subscribe on your way out. And I will see you soon with a new video.